there was one big storm which started, instead of going southeast, went kind of east-northeast through Manhattan. That's the one that dropped the baseball to tennis ball sized hail across portions of Geary and Riley counties. And I think that kind of trended those storms to stay where they did. The one thunderstorm cluster, there are actually two that came down across the area. They'd kind of already pushed past I-70 by the time that the way it appeared like the dynamics changed a little bit. So that turned out to be why we missed it, I think. But other than that, I can't tell you.
Yeah, because it was very ominous looking.
It did not look good.
And some of the activity that was to the north of us when these things started to fire up were wind and hail driven. In fact, there was some large hail.
Oh, man.
Some of these storms
big
winter,
stuff,
huh?
Yeah.
Tennis ball, golf ball size, mm-hmm. baseball size, you mentioned?
Yeah. It was, there are a lot of pictures, especially, I think, from Manhattan to Wamego from the hail activity last night. We totally missed that. We, you know, did kind of get brushed by non-storm winds, I think, here in Emporia, although we did have the severe thunderstorm wind gusts at the airport and over near Elmdale. It could have been a lot worse. And the one thing that also didn't really happen, even with the rainfall to our west along the Cottonwood River, is flooding. And
yeah,
so we got lucky there.
All right, Chuck Samples from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. We had a peak heat index reading yesterday afternoon of 103. We were over 100 much of the afternoon yesterday. Not quite that much humidity today, thank goodness, but the temperature still will be in the low 90s. Right now, 72 here at KVOE Live and local. Headlines this morning, a service of IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AccraShare agency partner, 529 Commercial, Suite 5, with offices also in Eureka and Wichita. That's IPC, the Insurance Planning Center. It is 7:44 and a good Friday morning to our good friend Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Amber, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Ron. Good morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks. Always a pleasure to talk to Amber on a Friday morning. And the last time we had Amber in, we were talking about the supplements and the great options available. And, of course, the professional service provided by Haig Pharmacy. We want to continue on the supplement path here this morning, Amber.
Absolutely. You know, last time we were together, Ron, we talked about vitamin D and all of the good things that it can bring for us. And one of those things that we talked about was fatigue. And, of course, this morning I just wanted to touch a little bit more about fatigue, specifically touching base on the adrenal glands that we have. And, of course, just a little education here, our adrenal glands sit atop our kidneys. They're just little tiny glands. And they produce basically our cortisol, which is our body's natural adrenaline that keeps us up and going all the time. And sometimes when we're stressed and tired and doing a lot of things, which we all have certain levels of doing for sure, those adrenal glands can just not keep up with us quite as well as they should, and they just need a little extra support. So we do have a variety of products at the pharmacy that help support those adrenal glands, and I always tell my patients it just helps our body keep up with us.
Yeah, and when you talk about adrenal fatigue, what symptoms, like we're tired, maybe trouble falling asleep or even waking up in the morning, huh?
Absolutely, and it's just our cortisol pattern gets a little off, and it just needs a little extra help to kick back into gear. And so we have some things that can help on an acute basis just to get you over the hump. We also have some things that can help on an ongoing maintenance standpoint if you're just overly stressed all the time and put a little extra stress on those adrenal glands every single day. So yeah. Have a variety of options that we can help with, and one of us would be delighted to visit with you if you think that's something that might help you.
That is what they do at Haig Pharmacy. They are there to help you, and boy, the professionals will certainly take the time to get you headed down the right path with all the supplements and all the options available at Haig Pharmacy. And before we go, Amber, you have a message for all the dads out there.
Absolutely. It's Father's Day weekend, and just want to wish everybody a great and happy Father's Day. Enjoy time with family, and hopefully we'll all stay nice and cool through all of that.
All right. Thanks, Amber. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You as well, Ron. Thank you.
Amber Haig, owner, pharmacist, Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. They will and always do take great care of you. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. KVOE Live and Local, 7:48, 72 degrees. Good morning.
Join the Kansas Shrine Bowl at Welch Stadium for a fun-filled, family-friendly evening.